Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, I'm supposed to submit to SNL by the day, and I ain't submitting nothing. They wanted, like, characters, and they wanted, like, writing samples. I was like, I'm not confident in my writing samples like that, and I don't have
anything.
So, hey, what's happening, my dude?
You ain't really into sketches like that.
Not like that, no. And I feel like me just trying to submit something could have possibly potentially hurt, like, future relationships. They'd be like, oh, this is a dude that submitted that one shit at one time.
I don't know if that's how it works, but I get
Man,
it.
Man, people were, listen, I went to a casting office, I won't say the name, but they literally had a wall of shame from people who did like bad auditions and stuff like that.
Wow.
Really? One of the offices. Like literally it was like 30 like headshots on there.
Wait, was that poor performances or them being late?
I think a little bit of everything. Like bad auditions, difficult to work with, all that type of stuff.
That's kind of messed up.
That's like a basketball coach having a picture of air balls. Like, yeah, remember this guy sucked?
Right?
Hey, look, it's a dirty business. You got to be on your stuff. Don't come in this office and you're not ready.
Is it hard to hear me through this?
Huh?
A little bit.
It is?
It's hard to look at you for sure.
Wait, so hold on, Kev. So I know Derek Blanks gave you that. Is that?
He didn't give it to me. I bought it.
Wait, is it? So that's not actually a picture, your picture that he, yeah, like, dude.
No, that's me.
Yeah, you bought your own likeness of your chick.
Wait, what?
You send in a picture, and then they make a mask of your face. So I made this face. This isn't from the grill picture. I was just making the same face from my favorite painting.
Oh.
And then you like pick your skin tone and stuff, and then you decide.
Oh, that's amazing! How much was that? I'm about to get one.
$50.
Okay, that's cute. I like it.
What up, Richie?
What's up,
What up, Richard Rich. Neville?
What's going on, man? How y'all doing?
I'm good.
Meg, you and Richie, or Meg, you got a lot of light coming from your right side.
I got a lot of light, too?
No, yours works a little bit better, Richie.
Maybe I'll do that at an angle. Is this better? Because I'm in a whole new place, if y'all notice.
This looks a little more girly. Is this a different part of your home?
No, I'm in Kentucky at my mama's house. This is her crafting room.
She got
a whole sewing machine there. She got that bunny hanging, my bunny that she made out of cloth when I was little. Was
you flew?
Huh?
That son's room?
You flew?
No, we drove. It's 6 hours.
You probably are hell on a road trip.
I'm the
what
most
are you, dozing fun. Off? Everybody wake up and look at the same thing I'm looking at.
Wait.
Actually, I be asleep. I'm like the worst person to drive with because I do be fine. I would be quick to tell you, look, I'm going to sleep.
What's the longest you've ever driven straight on a road trip, you personally, y'all?
20 hours.
Straight?
Straight?
Oh, no, not straight. I'm sorry. At least we did 10. We split it up.
Oh, that's
insane. I did 10?
14 hours. 14 hours straight.
You drove 14 hours straight?
I was in the car.
No, I mean like you behind the wheel.
I drove 21 hours straight from St. Louis to L.A.
You didn't
stop. No hotel?
I was excited to get to LA to start working, and I was also on a budget.
So you were being chased.
It felt like
anyone who knows
how do you not fall asleep?
He was on the run. He had to be.
Realistically, a lot of coffee, Red Bull, masturbation.
What?
As you were driving, masturbation, bro?
Yeah, wow.
I mean, I pull over.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Well, you gotta wake up, man.
I've heard a lot of things to wake somebody. Like, you know what, let me rub one out. over on mile marker 712 in the middle of Oklahoma. And that's going to get me off. That should get me to Arizona at least.
Man. Someone was like, I just saw Tahir Moore pour out three different types of liquid after he
it wasn't that much. You just saw me pour out one liquid and then maybe get rid of like 14 napkins. That's it.
Oh wow! How do you beat your meat in a car with the steering wheel?
14 napkins.
You gotta like let it not like recline it, but like move it back away from the steering wheel.
What is happening for 14 napkins?
Probably different sessions.
That would have made me more tired than anything. Like,
right. You didn't want to go to sleep.
I was relaxed. Up after that. I was relaxed. I was driving.
You'd be too relaxed though.
I was relaxed listening to Kenny G. I had the windows halfway down.
Oh, you treated yourself.
Hey, Richie, he put a candle in a honey bone.
Well, you stumbled all through that sentence.
He did.
I said, Ricky, you put a candle in a honey boom.
Who masturbates and drinks coffee? Your body's like, what? What do you want?
It was breaks in between. I wasn't doing it. I wasn't yanking it and drinking at the same time. It was just like,
I hope not.
Yeah, dude, I've never heard that in my life.
Hey, man.
Were you by yourself to hear?
Yeah. I was driving. I was driving by myself. I mean, it'd be weird. Hey, but like,
you real quick. Are you pulling over again to hear?
Everybody got to turn to the side. Here we go.
He get back in the car with tissue all stuck to his knuckles. Oh, yeah. That's
gross. The worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
Tahir, were you stopping on the side of the road?
The highway?
No, like when I was driving through New Mexico, it's like there is no light. Mm-mm. No light, no mile markers. Like they
West don't Texas always, the, New Mexico
it's,
is
it's literally
black.
Just a white line, and you will get hypnotized by the road. And that happened like three times. I was like, I gotta get out of this funk. So pulled over, pulled up that X videos.
Okay, one quick question for clarifying. Were you already listening to Kenny G, or you were like, let me set the mood? Kenny G's greatest hit.
Kenny G on after. And this is back when I had the iPod in the glove compartment. I had to scroll to the iPod, find it, connect it back, like, yeah.
You were like, Kenny G plays his saxophone, I'm gonna play with my saxophone.
Mesmerized by the Street Lines is the saddest reason to masturbate I've ever heard in my life.
I was in a groove, baby. Kenny G,
Tahir masturbates to elevator music.
No, that was after, that's post-coitus.
Oh, that's your calm down music.
Yeah.
That's thing, like, terrible. Listen,
that's his refactory playlist.
Listen, when you have sex, it is the what happens to your body is very similar to a heart attack.
You didn't have sex. Let's start there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's one person sex, right?
That's self sex.
Yeah, it's very similar to a heart attack. Your blood pressure rises, your sentence heightened. Your heartbeat increases. All of that happens with that sex. So it's like, all right, now it's time for a cool down, a little session real quick. Roll the windows halfway down.
So he had to smoke a Black and Mild out there.
Your body probably thought it was a heart attack.
I definitely had the Black and Mild going. I definitely had the Black. Bro, listen.
I thought like you were like, hey, man, you good. I had to do it by myself.
I had to have the preparations. I had the necessities on
his
deck.
Body was like, this is it. High blood pressure. He's on the road. It's happening. It's happening. Is he jacking off? he can't be backing off.
So you did it multiple. It wasn't just like one.
Bro, I was raw by the time I got to LA.
Oh my god!
I had to use A&D ointment. It was raw down there. Ain't no lotion in the front seat. Lotion.
Tahir was jacking off with WD-40.
Listen, if you stop to unpack and get the lotion, that's when you're a pervert. I was doing it for like sanity and to stay alive. It was.
He only drove from San Diego to LA. It just took 21 hours because of all the jack breaks.
Here's a thing, Patrick. What you're doing right now is judging, and I didn't ask for that. I didn't ask for that.
Richie, back in the box?
Jack in the glove box. Yo, this man said coffee, Red Bull, and beating my meat.
Red Bull? Did I say Red Bull? Looks like Kev was trying to say Red Bull, Tom.
I'm not doing the reporter no more. I don't deserve it. Somebody else has to do it.
Yeah,
they were all in the comments on Kev's head about that, man. He messed up so much the last time.
Why?
I was just messing it up.
He's been messing up lately.
My tongue is big.
I feel like, I feel like that fake toupee beard you got on is heavy.
My beard is real. I work hard on this.
That's that hat. It's too tight. You can't
that Amish beard.
Nah, Tahir, this hat is eight.
Is what?
Kev, I got to go ahead and, I got to pay that ticket, man.
What? I thought you got out of it.
No, bro. So I talked to a lawyer. I got to get a lawyer. I'll pay for the lawyer. Because I got to get a lawyer because somebody has to show up in court. I told you if I just plead guilty, I take the points and I just got to pay the fine. But
wait, what kind of ticket did you get? The points.
He got a speeding ticket in rural Virginia for going like 10 miles.
Brunswick.
Miles.
You better pay that. They don't play in Virginia.
They don't.
I know. I'll try my best to get out of that ticket, man.
Nah. Just pay
I was sending them nudes and everything. They was like, it's just
dumb. That's why you have to pay it.
Now it's jail.
What is this, a canned ham?
Listen, Tahir, we don't have nudes sending body. We have lucky to receive a nude. Nobody's going to be happy to be like, oh, Kev, wow, the belly's hanging over even more today. Wow.
Listen, unless I'm Richie Loco, I'm not sending anything above.
I lied, guys. I'm never going to let it go. He was trying to say Richie Loco. He said Ricky Loco.
You said Ricky, too. So do that on yourself, too.
I'm a hypocrite. I'm still going to mention
you. Shut up, your fat face.
Back to you, Tarl.
Unless I got Richie Loco's body, bro, you ain't getting nothing above the navel anyway.
But see, I don't think women are as attracted to the male body as men are to the women's body.
No, men are more visual. So I have to dress mine up. I put it on the counter. I put some rose petals around it. Light a cigarette next to it.
Look at nice bodies as well.
He sets it up like a rotisserie chicken.
I call it dictures.
You idiot! Tahir adds themes, so it makes sense. He has to look like a mechanic. He has like a car in the back, oil spill. And then it's like, oh, it's a mechanic shoot.
Oh my God.
Hot dog champion.
You got us in the picture.
That's hilarious to hear.
Richie Loco, what you been doing, man? Breaking the houses?
This ain't Zooming in the homie fans. Start the stuff.
Man, what's happening? You said breaking the houses. Damn, I've been.
You know, Richie is an accredited actor. He's been on Insecure more than you have.
Hey.
They were like, Richie, we'll call you back and give you more lines. So here, you just sit here all day. We're going to cut your lines out.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. I literally
Ricky. I don't know why, but he keeps saying it.
Yeah, I don't like yours.
Guys. Did I say Ricky?
Yes.
You said Ricky? You call me Ricky again?
Yes.
Well, his name is Richard.
Don't try to justify your mess ups.
That's what Tahir called Richard. Him, though.
Did I just say Richie or Ricky?
You said Ricky.
I don't know, man.
Anyway, it's funny that I made fun of Tahir, and I didn't even book Insecure when I auditioned.
Let me tell y'all the real reason.
Me personally. How do you ruin that?
The real reason I booked Insecure is because of Meg.
Really?
I got my audition the same day at All Death, like right after we finished shooting, the night before. No, same day. I got it that morning, and I told Meg about it, and she was like, you don't know who Issa Rae is? I was like, I don't know YouTube things. I didn't know nothing about YouTube, so I wasn't aware of anything. And so Meg, after we shot the drop, she worked with me for like 3 hours on that script, and it was at Fox Studios, so I just went right over to Sony lot, and I just went right over there and did it.
I heard it too.
Sony is not a...
I thought they were gonna let him live. Damn.
You don't even know what he was saying, Todd. It looked like he just got excited to say Sony a whole bunch of times. Go ahead.
But anyway, Meg was the reason that I booked that audition.
And I'm still waiting.
She run lines with you the whole time?
I'm still waiting for my cut to hear.
I got you $18. I give you 10% of what they gave me.
Dang, I should have helped Richie instead.
Oh, man.
Y'all see Norm on there, too? Norm was on there this season.
Yeah, everybody
was there. My boy, Reggie Conquest, he's a comic out of Philly. He was the TSA guy.
He was my favorite character. I felt so seen. I'm sorry, what happened? What'd you say, man?
This should make you feel worse, Kev, because everybody's on her but you.
Nah, because I saw the scene that I was auditioning for, and Issa had a handsome young man, and I was like, well, this isn't my thing. I don't, that's not what.
Well, Kev, I thought you also auditioned to play the principal at that one school. Did you audition for that too?
Snap. I auditioned for this show too. I just remember.
remember the principal, the he was like racist towards like Mexican people, the black principal. I thought you auditioned for that. He's the principal of the school at the junior high that Issa.
You can't say that you don't have principal body.
I didn't audition for that. I definitely got principal body.
I thought you did. Oh, okay. I thought you said you
Nah, they cast Kieron, Philip Hudson, and one other dude. And I was like, these guys are all young and physically fit. I don't really look like I could date Issa Rae on a show like that. I'm not Jay Ellis. I'm TSA, babe.
Oh, so you
went. I wouldn't feel comfortable doing a sex scene. I don't like my body in the light.
Take showers by candlelight. It's just a nightlight.
I know where my body is to here. I don't need to see it. My armpits are at the same place they were yesterday. I don't need to see it.
Kevin goes to the bathroom, flips the switch, and just a nightlight comes on.
I get my towel and soap outside of the bathroom. I take it in. I count the steps from the door to the shower.
The cone. So he doesn't know.
Yo, that's hilarious, Pat.
I know where it's at.
I don't need that type of negativity. I don't need reinforced stereotypes.
All right, man, this is a perfect start to go ahead and jump off the day. Today's
perfect thought. STAHT.
Shut up.
The way to hear pronounces car and like anything with AR, it's always cord.
No, card, all of that. It's just regular. How do you say car?
Car.
I don't even know what you just said.
How do you say car? Vroom, vroom, car. How do you say car?
Car.
Car.
That's what I said. I said the exact same thing you're saying.
You said what birds say. Car. Car. You did not say car.
Leave me alone.
Car.
You sound like you're from Boston. Park the car at the Harvard Yard.
Anyway, man.
Anyway, cut it right before my bad joke. Right,
nope, that
right
one's making that. It in. Perfect place to get it started. Today's first topic, right after this.
Yo, what's going on? Y'all know I love cologne. Absolutely love it. But I'm going to be honest with you. The whole process of going to the store and trying to find a new scent and all of that, it's a lot. You go to Sephora and you're just overwhelmed by options and smells. And like, I don't care what they say. That little coffee bean thing, that don't always work for me. It's too, especially if it's all in the air. I don't like that. In comes Hawthorne. And this is why I will always go to bat for them. Listen, man, it doesn't get any easier than taking a 2-minute survey to find out the best colognes personally for you. I mean, who else is doing that? Not only the best colognes for you, but the best body wash, the best candles, the best shampoo and conditioner, the best soap. It doesn't get any easier than having all of these options in one place. And you don't even have to leave your house. You can do this from your computer. You can do it from your phone. It doesn't get any easier than this, guys. This 2-minute quiz is perfect because they really ask you things that you do. Like when you go out, where you go out. What do you do when you're out? What do you drink when you're out? Are you the life of the party? Are you kicking back and just relaxing and taking it all in? They want to know about you because that helps them find the best 2 colognes for you. You get one for work and one for play. Come on man, get in on this. Why would you drag your feet? Why would you drag your feet? Ladies, this is the perfect time. You still got a lot of birthdays left in the rest of the year. You still got a couple holidays left. You still got Christmas. Take advantage of this right now. And let me tell you this, after you take this 2-minute survey and your cologne comes to your door, you don't even have to leave for it. If for any reason you don't like it, you can send it back. It is free shipping and free returns. They will get it right. They are going to make sure you like what you smell like. Fellas, trust me, when the world opens back up, this is what you're going to want on your side. You're going to want to smell like you and like no one else but you. You don't want to get a cologne and then smell like somebody's ex. That's just the worst thing ever. That's why you should go to Hawthorne.co right now. That's Hawthorne.co right now. Use my promo code SQUAD, SQUADD, and get 10% off your purchase. So you can start smelling like the best version of you and like nobody else. Because let's be honest, guys. You don't want to smell like somebody else. You want to smell like you. But like, a great version of you.
First topic of the day, we have together.
Wait, I want to share this with you guys real quick.
Okay.
Somebody somebody sent me this. It's a video of you to hear.
Oh, this is great. I'm very excited about this.
Let's see this.
I'm sharing my screen. Can you guys see it?
All right, wait. Can you guys hear?
Yes.
All right, this was last episode.
I can't hear it. I hear
that nigga left his messy up in there. One more time.
To hear you died inside, bro.
I hate it so much when I mess up these reads, man. I don't know how that stayed in there because I thought I had went through the whole thing. Here's the thing, though. Pat, cut it off!
You died!
Cut shit off, man!
You died!
You got shot through the neck! You just like...
Listen.
Your confidence is all gone.
Here's the thing. So, when they sent it to me, I was like, fuck. I went to YouTube Studio immediately and edited that shit out.
You could do that?
Absolutely.
You can, oh,
you can trim a piece?
Yo! Yeah.
I thought you could only trim the beginning or end.
All of that shit's gone. Nobody will ever know.
Wait, oh, somebody caught that before you fixed it?
Nigga, yes. Yes.
They sent me that from YouTube.
Oh, wow.
They were like, what happened to you?
I went in there so fast, I was like, oh!
Oh, it's so funny to me.
All anyway, right. First topic of the day, we have what's worse, losing your wallet or losing your phone?
Crazy good.
Listen, this is the easiest one in the world to me.
Really?
Phone. Using okay. Losing your
wait, did you phone. Say using? Did you say using?
Hey, Tom, it's me. Yeah, I messed up again. Anyway, I'm not going to stop anything I do it to here, but I'm having a rough go at it. losing my wallet is inconvenient. Losing my phone is utter trash. I have my wallet. I have my credit card. I have Apple Pay and all that stuff on my phone, so I can go to the bank and pull cash out with my phone and all that stuff. If I lose my phone, I can't call an Uber. I can't do nothing. The only thing about my wallet is I have to wait for my credit cards to come. But I have a picture of my ID in my wallet. I have all that. My phone is
true.
Way, way worse. And it costs way more to replace a phone than it does to replace the stuff in a wallet.
Yeah, wallet.
Unless you're in a foreign country, then it is worse. If you
If you're in a foreign country, it's a totally different scenario.
Oh, yeah.
Well, here's the thing, because if you're in a
foreign
country.
Losing your passport, I should say.
You still got your passport. Yeah, you got your passport. You might be stuck on the whole money thing. Well, I mean, if you got the cards, unless they don't have like the mobile pay type thing, then you kind of stuck. But yeah, man, I don't know. Like, I hate losing my wallet because I hate having to go get your ID replaced. Like, that's the most tedious thing. Like you said, the credit cards, all that can be mailed back out. But the whole ID thing, ugh.
And nowadays, I have so many things. I buy most of my stuff online, and it's like through PayPal or through whatever, or my, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's ways to do all that. Even Postmates, all that stuff can be done. But like having to physically go to the DMV and wait in there is just, that's just the worst.
I mean, and more importantly too, is that like your phone, I think nobody on this planet quite knows you better than your phone, if you think about it. Cause like you tell your phone everything, it knows your Social Security, it knows your email, it knows your text, whether you got news or not. Your wallet doesn't really know you. You know what I'm saying? Your wallet
just whole thing. You said it like you talk to your phone like, hey, phone, how are you doing?
You do, you know, but you do, though. Social. Think about it. Your phone is your personal robot. It, like, knows everything about you.
Man, I have probably, like, 30 accounts that Apple has created that strong password for, and it's like, if something would have happened, I would never be able to get into these accounts. Like, it's just, I have no idea. Those passwords.
Who uses those passwords?
I do. Can't nobody ever figure it out.
You can't either.
Do you stutter when you make passwords here?
Huh?
Do you stutter over your words when you make passwords?
Swordfish.
When I do that, they be like, oh, very strong.
Yo, how many passwords do y'all have? How many passwords do y'all have?
I have two that I use.
Only two?
Two for you, like, for everything. It's very difficult. Very difficult
password. I'm like Meg. I got like five very different passwords that I kind of just cycle through. I have like, you know, the ones to my email and bank are the hardest of the hard that are changed more rapidly. But like, and to my social media accounts, but then to like my bills and stuff, like, man, log in here and pay this stuff. Help me.
I love Melissa. I love pizza. I love divorce bras. All your passwords. No, easy to figure out if you got the I love part.
No, go ahead, Meg. His is what?
Holy Spirit, 234. Father God, 678.
Holy Spirit, 234 is just adding the 234 for a little razzle dazzle.
And honestly, too, like I rather prefer losing my wallet. Sometimes I leave my wallet around just hoping people use my credit cards and debit cards so I can go in and report fraud on everything. Like, I didn't pay for any of that. Like, none of the rent that came out in the first, I didn't pay that shit. Give me all my money back. That's funny. So, yeah.
Well, but you paid the rent for this card for 8 months in a row. I didn't
want to pay it this time. Somebody else did that for me.
I don't even stay at that place no more. I'm homeless now. I don't even stay there no more.
Have y'all done that before where you like actually did that called fraud on your
man,
card?
Who's going to snitch on themselves live on YouTube?
Federal offense.
What are you talking about?
Yo, man? When I worked at the bank, people did that all the time. Back in the day, yeah. I don't know if y'all remember, y'all could deposit cash in the ATM and it would just give you credit for 100 and then count it later.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did
people used to put empty envelopes in them Bank of America things and be like, bro, I needed 100. Y'all just, you know, just don't call the police. But they didn't realize that was a crime, not just like an overdraft fee. And people would be like, bro, I was just broke. I like, no, man, that's stealing. Like, what? You crazy. And I also want to tell the truth about banking. Any of you guys who said that the bank switches your transactions around to make you be overdrawn, it's absolutely true. If you do six transactions in a row and then the last one puts you over by like a dollar, they'll move the bigger transactions to the front and make you overdraw 6 or 7 times on purpose to get overdraft fees.
What?
Wow. Yes,
I don't care. All the banks do it. I don't think there's nothing they can do to me. You were right. They do that. They do.
You say that. Who do you bank with though? Do you bank with your own? You got your own bank? Cause now.
No, I still bank with Bank of America, but overdrafting is a thing of the past for me, Richie.
Oh, I feel you, Kev. I want to go up and be like you one day.
And let me tell you, I did Clayton Thomas has a new game show called Would You Rather, and I didn't make it to the third round, but the person that did ended up losing to him, so I got brought back and I got to pick. Like the goodie bag. And the goodie bag had like one or two things in it. And so the one I got was a piece of paper that said, you have to call your ex and say it's your fault. And I was like, so the person who didn't win got to pull from a goodie bag too. The goodie bag they pulled from had $1,000 in it. Let me tell you, I was so sick. Like, sick.
What?
Yeah, I was like.
Why did the goodies range that much? $1,000?
I did it too. The goodies were all over the place. So here, you said you had to call your ex and tell him it was your what? Your fault?
Yeah, it was my fault. Like, we broke up. I was like, there was no ex before Farron.
You did that?
No. I told him there was no ex before Farron.
I don't even have that ex story. That's one of the benefits of being with Melissa since I was 16.
You don't have any exes?
Nothing serious. Like, Bryson Tiller's album didn't move me because I don't associate with no heartbreak. I never had nothing serious.
Oh, that's nice.
I know, but sometimes I miss out on those songs. Like, people are like, man, this artist you like, if you need to get over something, and I just be like, man.
Shut up, Kev. People just can't ever be happy with their good life.
Mm. Hey, y'all should break up for a day just to see what it's like.
She tried to break up with me in college, Pat. I told her I did not accept.
No, this isn't, no.
We That's literally what I did. I said, I'm going to go back to my side of campus. I'm going to let you cool off, and then tomorrow I'll be back to watch.
That's what crazy women do.
No, I said
how many
that.
Times that's been done to me.
Well, you try to break up with girls and they said no?
I have been bullied many a time.
Not bullied.
Oh my God.
I want to break up with you. No, Patrick, I love you. Shut up.
I guess we're figuring this out.
Here's your dinner. Yeah. I don't want. Oh, I am a little hungry. Fine.
That's crazy, bro.
Richie, you and Monique never broke up?
No. We have not. We've been together, it'll be 14 years in August.
No breakup?
Were y'all in school together?
We joined the military at the same time we met, and we met at A school in Pensacola, Florida, and then after that, 8 months later, we got married, and we've been married ever since.
What's A school?
A school is where you go to your rate, your job, like what you want to do in the Navy, like once you're in the fleet. So they like class, you go to classes, and they teach you all about your job, and then you go out there and don't do your job. So
what was your job in the Navy?
Me, I was an avionics technician, AT.
What's that?
He just said avionics.
I've heard the word here. I don't know what avionics means.
Planes. A plane. Aviation. You don't get the derivative of the word, Kevin?
Now you can say derivative, but you can't say car.
I can't say car.
Didn't you work at Boeing?
Yes, bro. I was just inputting stuff. I told y'all. Well, first of all, he said Navy, so I wasn't associating. I forgot that the Navy had planes. I it didn't really click.
Yeah, why does the Navy have planes?
Because they got the battleships. They be launching the fighter jets.
We were on a I was on a carrier, so we would take the planes out onto the ship, and then we'll like travel. You know what I mean? In case we have to go bomb some stuff, the planes are already there in the middle of the ocean. We just launch them off.
But I always thought the carriers was like a collab with the Air Force. Isn't that the Air Force taking off of the?
No, that's all Navy.
So there are Navy fighter like pilots.
Yeah.
Does that just mean that their plane is in the water? Like, I'm just saying, like, the difference between the people flying planes in the Navy and the people that are flying. I thought everyone in the plane was in the Air Force. That was just
If I'm not mistaken, I think the Navy has more aircraft than the Air Force, believe it or not.
Yeah, really?
I don't know anything. Okay,
bro, Pat said collab like they were working on a rap song. Like, well, this battle is the Navy featuring Air Force on the F-16s.
Air Force is so lax. They literally have like a uniform top, but you can wear jeans on Friday. That's how lax. You can go in there and Nike slides and some Levi. You're good.
Hey, the funny thing is, it is really lax compared to the other other arms. And I got kicked out of Air Force ROTC. That should tell you how terrible of a airman I was.
Damn.
They didn't like the way that your uniform fit. They was like, get your thick ass out of here, man.
He said no cleavage.
Bunch in the front.
Kevin will walk in every day playing my milkshake brings out the boys.
Rebel.
Hey, Richie. Yeah. Does the Air Force have boats?
Does the Air Force? I don't believe so. I believe the army has more boats than the Navy. That makes sense.
I feel like you're saying a bunch of stuff that ain't true, Richie.
But wait, boats are different from ships, though. Boats are different than ships. So
exactly.
Boats they can have boats. Ships, like those are the little speeders.
Stupid. Oh, those. Yeah. That makes sense.
Here, you thought you were going to get away with it.
He looked around at you.
What he looked like he was trying to say speeders. He said speedors.
I didn't know if y'all can see my eyes, but I literally was like, shit. I looked at everybody individually to see if anybody had caught me.
Hey, Richie, were you ever on a submarine?
No, man. No, I'm a bit claustrophobic, so I can't.
Kendall, I think the stuff is at the door, baby.
The battleship has parts that are underwater, though, right? Like the
carrier, yeah. Like once you go down so many decks, like you're below the waterline. So, we actually got to jump off an aircraft carrier, like from the elevators. Yeah, we got to jump off into the Indian Ocean, man. It was fun.
Oh, that sounds.
Wait, what, Richie? What you talking?
Yeah, bro, we did. We had a swim call, and they let us jump off the side of the ship.
How high is it?
I think 34, 35 feet, something like that.
I would have done it.
Why'd you say you get to? I feel like I would be like, no, I don't want to do that.
Hey, bro, it's a once a lifetime experience to be like, bro, I'm about to jump off this elevator, this aircraft, off an aircraft carrier into the Indian Ocean. Like,
but there's sharks in there.
But we get in the cars and drive on these crazy.
Ain't no sharks on the 405, Richie.
But there's a lot of drunk people and people who are in their phones like this while they going 60 miles per hour.
Or kissing their dog while they driving, all of that.
Or jacking off or preparing to jack off.
I pulled over.
I pulled over.
Yeah, but while you were thinking about it, you were distracted. That meat got hard. You were like, man, let me go ahead and pull over. I can't even
see. Don't say that meat.
Don't ever, ever say that to another grown man ever.
I hate that meat.
What's wrong with that meat?
Just say your meat. That's even better, actually. That your meat is horrible.
Don't just don't say that. Just stop talking.
What about this, Pat? The meat in question.
No. The proverbial. Let's just talk about,
the alleged meat. What about the alleged meat?
The canned ham got hard.
The alleged meat in question.
Anyway, so what's worse, losing your wallet or losing your phone?
Losing your phone.
Losing your phone is worse.
Losing your phone. Because now, if you would have asked me this before iPhones, it would have been different. But like the old Nokia.
I was going to say, before iPhones, because back in college, I had lost my purse with my wallet and my tithe money. That was the first time I got in a fight. And it was the worst.
You got a fight, man?
Did you win? Did you win?
They weren't doing anything. Meg, stop flexing. Y'all was screaming Bible scriptures at each other. That was the whole fight.
Megan Thomas, you've been in a fight?
My one and only fight. I was in college, and it was at a party, and I had set my purse down by the DJ like we always do, me and my girls, because he was our homeboy. We put it on the table, and somebody had went under there while we was in the middle dancing, and they took our purses. But specifically, they put everybody else's purse back. They took mine. I couldn't find it, and I was mad because I had like $70 in tithe money in there, and I was like, you stole from the Lord, whoever took my purse.
That was 7 months of rent for you, so I know you were upset.
Man.
Correction, too, about what I said about, not a myth, but the Navy, I mean, the Army has more aircrafts than the Air Force. So that's why I was.
Well, I feel like a little kid because I thought that cars and tanks was the Army, all boats was the Navy, and then all planes was the Air Force.
I don't think that's a wild assumption.
I think it's a common misconception.
I don't think you growing up on military bases, we saw different, but I don't think most people knew that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Pat, what about you? Losing your
wait. We gotta finish this story about Meg beating up somebody over Tide money.
No, so I was already riled up, okay, because they even stole my purse at this party. I'm just trying to have a good time, right? So next thing you know, this girl that had, like, rode with us, I guess I've known her, like, my whole life, but I guess she had some issues with me, and she thought I had said that her brother, who was there, stole my purse. And I never said that, because he rode with us, too. Like, wow, he stole my purse. Like, he would have it when we left, right? So she comes storming across the room. She's like, get your finger out my brother's face. He ain't steal your stuff. And I was like, I didn't say he did, but your finger's in my face and I'm going to fight you because you just stole my purse. Or somebody stole my purse and not happy about it, right? So then, you know, usually Christian little man just walk away like, the Lord be with you. And I'll just like walk, right? But not today. So I got back in her face and my best friend would like pulled me out the way and was like, let's just go upstairs. So we go upstairs. At this party, I'm still trying to figure out who done took my purse. The girl comes up the stairs and I'm sitting down. She's like reaching over me, you know, in my face, like, you ain't bad, just cursing me out, right? So I was like, I'm done with this. So I got up and I smacked her hand out of my face. But when I smacked her hand, I purposely smacked her face. And back then I used to wear like 3 rings on each hand. So I smacked it and she was like, now, mind you, this girl was like 120, and I always been a little thick and thick. So I was like at least 160, 170 at the time. So she, as soon as I did this and smacked her face, she was like, she hit me with that right. And I just went. I have an older brother, and he always taught me just to fight. So I just kept going.
Snapped somebody while wearing
She backhanded somebody, which is 10 times more disrespectful than the open somebody. Hand.
While wearing 6 different rings, so you've been a hood rat all your life, is what you're saying. It's basically, you're a hood rat.
There's a pimp. Here, you have a tramp stamp on your back, so shut up.
I never denied that I was a hood rat. You were the one that always acted holier than that.
I've only been in one fight, and it was in college. It was not like I was fighting my whole life. And then all I know is I just blacked out, and I just started punching. And then it took my best friend pulling me off of her for me to be like, oh. And when I was done, I felt so bad. I had like scraped, and she was real chocolate. I scraped the meat off of her nose to the white meat. And I was
with the ring?
I felt bad about that.
Man beat the brakes off somebody?
And then pray for her. Went to the hospital with her and prayed for her right afterwards.
Put that bloody tithe money in there. It was
right, man. Why'd you have $70 in tithes? Were you stockpiling? Did like just give it all at the end of the month?
I had made like I think that's what it was actually. Yeah, now that you mention it, I think I just was like not turning money in. Yeah. Like, I just was putting it all to the side. I was like, oh, I'm going to church tomorrow. I'm just putting it in my purse, and then I went to a party.
They're like, who put
let y'all know that. Well, not you, Meg, but everybody in LA, they're bag delivering groceries at Ralph, so you ain't got to go there no more. So,
man, yeah. That was a rough time in my life. When Instacart was down, I felt like a common person again. I was like, ugh.
But at Ralph's right now, you can pay like $79.99 and get free deliveries for the whole year.
I will pay $100 to get it for 2 years.
Yeah.
I don't know. Instacart,
you would order it on Monday, and it was like, we'll give you your food by... Wasn't a flex. By Saturday. And I'm like, bro, that's I need it. I want it now.
Yeah, we just ordered food yesterday.
So. I can't do that. I don't like it. I'm too much of a produce snob.
Meg, you gotta stop. If produce is your thing, it doesn't work. If that's the one thing, they just do not care. Produce.
So I like you should see the descriptions in my Instacart for the produce. So it's like no bruised fruit, must be this shade. Make sure it is.
Oh, that's the worst, Meg. When you put something and it's not in stock and they just bring you whatever's available, like, yo, don't do that. They need to have an option for like don't bring it if they don't have it. It's like with the middle seat, when you apply for the upgrade and they'll upgrade you to the middle seat, but now you can like say if it ain't a window or aisle, I don't want it. Because like I hate when they like give you a brand or something that or something similar that is not it. I'm like, bro, don't. Like, I'll take it back. And they and during the quarantine,
oh, now you
like,
got time to go to the store.
Like, you gonna take this return, fam.
To hear everybody talking to you
today. The kids say that they do have that option called no substitutes. I don't know. I've never done it. Farron always does a grocery job, so whatever.
Okay, yeah.
Anyway, well, Pat, give me your answer, Pat.
I would definitely say it's worse to lose your phone, because if you lose your wallet, you have your phone to call the bank and cancel everything at least. So definitely worse to lose your phone.
Cool. And I say phone as well, so that's unanimous with the phone. Perfect.
I didn't even say mine. Like, so rude.
You say what, Mo? I mean, man.
I didn't even say mine.
What do you want, man?
Tahir doesn't like black women.
I know he doesn't.
Ooh. Don't do that, Big Musty.
I was gonna say this day and age, probably your phone, because your phone typically costs more than most people's wallet, because most people don't really have designer wallets like that. But if you do have a designer wallet, that's probably worse. But I'm going to go with phone.
Okay, cool. So it's unanimous with the phone, man. Awesome. Phones out here taking home the W. Definitely don't want to lose that. I said it right, Kev, so get your stupid fat finger off your fat stupid ear.
Were you saying awesome?
All right, guys, we're going to move on to this next topic.
Hey, Tom,
right after this.
All right, but he said, "I ain't, guys," because he knew that he was wrong. Back to you guys.
Right after this.
Listen, guys, shopping for life insurance can raise a lot of questions. How much coverage do you need? Which insurance company is the best to go with? And most importantly, how much should it even cost? And at a time when it's more important than ever to have life insurance, the pandemic is making it so much more complicated to even get it. But don't worry, because that's where Policy Genius comes in. As a life insurance marketplace backed by a team of experts, Policy Genius is keeping track of all the changes in the market so you don't have to. They'll find out the right amount of coverage you need at the best possible price without the headache. Policy Genius compares quotes from the top life insurance companies in one place, and it takes just a few minutes to compare the quotes from the top insurance to find the best price for you. This doesn't just save you a lot of legwork. It can also save you $1,500 or more a year by using Policy Genius to compare the top life insurance policies. Here's the thing. Once you apply, the Policy Genius team will handle all the paperwork and the red tape. So if you hit any speed bumps along the way during the application process, they'll be there to take care of everything. It doesn't get any easier than that, guys. Listen, we've all had family members who passed away and didn't have coverage or didn't have enough coverage. We know how much of a headache that is. Don't put you, your friends, or family through any of that. If you or a family member or a friend needs life insurance but doesn't know where to start, head over to policygenius.com right now. Policy Genius will find you the best rate and handle the process completely. They'll get you and your family protected and hopefully give you one less thing to have to worry about. Try it today. Again, that's policygenius.com. PolicyGenius.com.
Second topic of the day we have, would you rather vacation at a ski resort or a tropical island?
Easy.
Wait, first of all, how many people here have been to a ski resort?
Come on, Meg. We're cultured here. Not me.
Not me either. Kev?
I have no desire ever to be cold on purpose.
What? You've never been to the snow?
Hey, wait. So the people who've been to a ski resort, can you like tell us real quick?
Well, I think it's
fun though. I saw
it's a resort, but it's just a resort like in the snow. It's not like a whole lot going on outside. You know, I mean, the resort and the inside is like a tropical resort. So it's like, it's not that. Okay, I mean,
ski resorts are like way more expensive. Like just the whole art of skiing, like the ski lift itself is like $200, right?
Oh yeah, well that stuff is a lot more expensive. I mean, but then also like, okay, you go to a tropical place, you like rent jet skis. That's like, to that man, Hawaii will run you crazy.
Yeah, but I mean, they got packages on things like Travelzoo where you can get like the all-inclusive thing. So you can like, outside of like your means of getting there, your transportation getting there, like they got a package deal. So it'd be like a weekend at Big Bear and it comes with, you know, the ski lodge and that lift and the ski instructor and all of that type of stuff. So you can get that whole package probably for like $800, $800 to
$1,200. Skiing is fun though. Have y'all been before?
I want to go. I would definitely do like a Big Bear cabin situation. I would like to do that.
You said to go skiing?
I've done Big Bear cabin, but we went on those little like inner tube things, but not like Pat went to a ski resort.
Oh, Pat, they had a house. They had a butler and a maid. They had a maid's quarters.
What you say now, Pat? You could do that?
Listen, his cousin rented an FJ Cruiser for this. Like, we had just filmed an episode of Damn It and That You Scared. And Fred had just came back. He had, like, this FJ Cruiser that was souped up with these vampire-killing bright-ass lights. It had the gas tank on the back. It had the winch. It had all of this shit. And Pat had just packed some fucking T-shirts. And I was like, what are you doing, man?
I don't even know what an FJ Cruiser is, so that sounds
rich. It's a Toyota truck.
It was like a Jeep. But no, we didn't have a
Yeah, that sounds rich.
While you were there, Pat.
So that's what I was going to say. It really depends on why you vacation. Because like, if you're going to chill, it's just like a tropical beach. If you just want to go out and lay out, you could do that in a ski resort. But you know, if you've been to somewhere that's like snowing like crazy, It's dope, but you're probably just gonna be in the house, probably by the fire or just like chilling while it's snowing. But if you're going to like snowboard or snowmobile or something like that, it's actually kind of exhausting. Cause like Meg said, you have to get a lift ticket, which is really expensive. You have to rent a whole bunch of stuff if you don't do that sport regularly. And it's like, if you're there for like 3-4 hours and you've never done it before, you're sore, you're exhausted. You know what I mean? It's actually a lot. That's why I prefer snowmobiling. But if you're just trying to chill, I would say tropical beach for sure.
The snowmobile goes go ahead, Tier.
I've seen like the resorts where they have like they have like the cabins and they also have like the condos and stuff like that. And they got the outside like jacuzzi. So you're in the super warm water, but it's like snow outside and everybody got their drinks and stuff like that. Like that looks dope as hell to me. Like to have your own jacuzzi in the snow, you're drinking, whether it be like spiked eggnog or spiked hot chocolate, whatever it is, like that shit looks dope as hell. I would like that because you're not cold for long. Like the only cold part is literally getting out of the jacuzzi and going into the house, but the water's hella warm and you're drinking. So you got that oil in you.
I've been skiing before and it was so, at first I was so scared because I was like, it's too much. First of all, it's not a white people sport. I mean, a black people sport for good reason because we don't like the cold and it's just scary. But when I actually did it, I ended up, the first time I went down the little bunny hill and then the second time we went down the medium hill by accident. But like once we was up there, you had to get down through the hill, and I will tell you, I almost died, and it was the most exhilarating. It was so much fun. I will go skiing again. Even though I've been to the beach and I love the beach, I don't know. This is hard. I don't know if I would pick.
No,
jet skis go as fast as snowmobiles, Pat.
Snowmobiles could go pretty fast. I would say that jet skis is really overrated because like they don't be talking about how much it hurts. Like once you do it for like 20, 30 minutes, like your butt bone is just, you've been doing that. Your grip is shot. Like it hurts. But snowmobiling is the reason I like it is they do go really, really fast, but it doesn't like, it doesn't hurt to
doesn't
to
have that same bounce the way you.
But that's also that's also dependent too, like where you're jet skiing at though. Like if you're jet skiing where there's a lot of chop, you know what I mean? Then you're gonna have the bounce. But if you go somewhere towards like the breaking wall, like in the beach, then it's
okay.
It's
Ricky, common water. Ricky, with the jargon, okay.
Yeah, it's common.
I've never. Every time I've been, it's been a lot of.
Wait, no, Tom, we caught that. Tahir said Ricky like 5 times in a row, and he looked around like we didn't notice.
Hey, Ricky,
you, man, we caught you.
Yeah.
Wherever Tahir is, there's a lot of pork chops in the water.
It's choppy out.
I meant to ask you this. I'm sorry to go completely off topic. Richie, when you were in the Indian Ocean, where were you in the world?
Where were you in the world?
Yeah, like where were you stationed? Like, were you off the coast? Because the Indian Ocean is big. Where were you guys like docked near?
I really don't know, my man. Honestly, the quartermaster would know exactly where we were at because we can't like give up our location. You know what I mean? So the quartermaster is the captain.
You was out there in God's whole ocean and didn't know exactly where y'all was at?
I don't know. Like,
bro, when you in the military, they tell you what you need to know.
Yeah.
That's it. You don't need to know that. You ain't gonna know that.
Yeah, how do you know it was the Indian Ocean? It could have been the Pacific Ocean.
No, it was definitely Indian Ocean because of the temperature. Like it was warmer. Like we've been to Pacific Ocean and it's a lot cooler. The Indian Ocean is a lot warmer.
Wow.
Because of the climate.
Yeah, how did y'all get back on?
Oh, you swam around to the back of the ship.
It's God.
Yeah, oh man, there's a lot of people who didn't know, like, cause I'm from LA, man. People think, you know, if you're from the hood, you can't swim. Like, I can swim my ass off. I'm pretty good. I'm a really good swimmer. So I knew how to fight the currents. A lot of people got in there and was like, and I'm like, yeah, it's strong, bro. I know. You got to really fight it. And people were just trying to, you know, trying to show out and go as fast as they can. I'm like, bro, stop.
Indian Ocean could be any. He could have been anywhere in India, Southeast Asia, Western Asia, Northeast Africa, East Africa, Southern Africa.
I want to know. You know what? But no. Honestly, we were on a West Pac, so we were probably most likely like Southwest Asia, most likely.
What's the West Pac? Oh, the West Pacific.
We were going the West Pac. So we were. If I'm not mistaken, yeah, we had to be there because obviously,
I thought everybody from the Navy was like an expert. Like you could look at the stars or the sun and tell exactly.
Oh my God, you would. I'm gonna tell y'all right now. Most people, I can't speak for the Navy, but most people in the Army is just niggas who wanted to get a good paying job. They are
or buy a charger,
bro. And people just being there doing regular jobs, supply, drivers, transportation. They are not patriotic like that. Did not necessarily go to their country. Niggas was trying to get a GI deal.
Y'all was on the boat like, where are we?
Black people do not necessarily be joining military for patriotic reasons. It's more for a good job, benefits, taking
college,
care of
college,
or a charger. No joke. You laughing. But them GIs that was taking all them high school girls, it was because they had
chargers. Taking us up the chargers.
Had that RT shaker, nigga. The shaker package.
Does Charger have like an exclusive deal with them or something?
Bro, I don't know why all the military dudes buy the same car, but the Charger,
the Charger and the Challenger are like just today's muscle cars. So if you want to get a muscle car and you don't want to spend like $80,000 to $120,000 on a Corvette, you would spend a good $41,000 to $45,000 on a charger.
Oh, so it's not like you got a charger with application.
No.
Got money
and everybody. It's just a muscle car.
So everybody was just buying the exact same thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
When the Chrysler 300 came out, oh my God. It was like, the military niggas was like, this is our car, guys. Let's go.
Richie, did you buy a car?
Did I buy a car?
That nigga's on the water. He don't need no car.
Wait, but hold on, man. We were out in the water, but I mean, we spent a lot of time in the port too. I think we were out to sea the longest time though, like straight without like pulling in. We were about like 62 days straight in the ocean.
Were y'all doing drills or were you actually
do drills. We stayed and we were like so going to West. Like, we were in Southeast Asia and I think we were by, like, for instance, Korea. Remember Korea was talking all that? Well, more they not talking all that shit, but the very like back in 2006, we were like, you know, he was talking, it just seemed like we went off the coast of right off of where's we at? South Korea. We're down there and we were getting ready in case shit was about to pop off, you know, you like we about to like strike, you know what I'm saying? So that's what Navy is for, like, because they're patrolling the seas. Because imagine you had to send a plane way from the coast of California or New York or wherever to fly over to these countries. So you know, we already got them out on this aircraft carrier in case you want shit to pop off. Like, we right here. You see what I'm saying?
They pick up the phone like, bitch ass nigga, we'll be there in 20 minutes.
Say less.
F-16s, let's go. Niggas hopping the planes and shit.
That's really what it is.
Yo, like, to hear, you laughing, but that's basically how it works, though.
It does, though. It does. So we... Like, we knew we're in the Indian Ocean. They can't tell us, like, specifically, like, where we at, because it's a more of a need-to-know basis. You know what I mean? Like, you need to know exactly where our direct location is. Like, why? For what reason you need to tell somebody?
You ask, hey, where are we? Like, why do you need to know? I'm just curious. No. Shut up. Back to your hole, sailor.
We know we're off the Indian Ocean. We know if we're, like, close to, like, you know, Korea or Thailand. We know that, but it's not, like, your direct coordinates. You can be by Thailand and still be, like, so far off. We don't know. Huh?
Did it stink on there?
No, you know what, man? It didn't stink. It was just crowded. It was just packed. You know what I mean? Like, you just ran into people. Like, you didn't have, like, no way to escape people. You know what I'm saying?
I've been on a couple of aircraft carriers, like, in different parts of the world, just to, like, you know how they're, like, museums or whatever, and gone down to the bottom. Oh, my, I cannot imagine being stuck on there for 62 days. Right. All I smelled was, like, man feet and armpits, because I walked past the boys' dorm before, and I was like, ugh.
Oh, yeah, you get some nasty people. Those people, we were on their head. Like, you couldn't be in a cubicle with us, and you stuck. Like, it was just like a no-no. Like, that's who you pick. Who's going to sleep in a cubicle with you? Because it's like six of us in a cubicle. It's three on one side, three racks, and then it's another three racks. And it's like, they're literally like this wide. You know what I mean? Like, I can, and it's, so you got to be
had
like.
A bunk for 62 days?
Yeah.
It was like one, two, three, like a middle bunk, and then a top, and then a bottom?
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll bump.
When people farting, where y'all like, hey, man. Like, that's a lot of people in one room for farting.
You know what, though? But you work, but depending on your job, like, you work 12 hours just about every day. You work 12 hours, like, every day.
Yo, Richie, Meg said, what happened when people farted? Like, she was 5 years old. Hey, man, who farted?
Don't actually do that.
A lot of stinkiness.
That is.
So it was rare that it was, like, six people in the room at one time.
But we all knew each other. That's what I'm saying. Right, you pick your homeboys. You know what I mean? Like, it was one guy. His name was Henry, man. This dude just smelled like – he just smelled like fungus. Like, he was just – he just stunk, bro. He just smelled like the inside of a trash can. We had to tell him, like, bro. Like a garbage can. Not a trash – house trash can. I'm going garbage can. We had to tell him, like, bro.
A dumpster.
That's outside.
It was just like, ooh, like, it was just upsetting your stomach. It's like, bro. You either gonna like start showering like twice a day, or you gotta move somewhere else.
You know what's crazy? And I always joked with my homeboys, like, yo, if I ever go to jail, I just ain't gonna take a shower. They ain't gonna try to do it to me. He was like, cause he had been in jail. He told me, he's like, they won't let you do that. Cause you are in the bunk with everyone else. They will make you take a shower.
Yeah.
Like every day. And then they'll take your booty. And it ain't nothing to do about it.
They can clean it first?
Wow.
Oh, put on deodorant.
Ain't nothing you can do about it. Niggas will walk you to the shower like, now do it. Under your arm, too. It ain't nothing you can do about it.
No, not the degree secret.
Yeah. Were there women on the boat?
Yeah, there's women on our boat. Yeah.
People were having sex.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In a bunk with six people?
No. You can't do it because obviously.
Not co-ed. You know,
where you go? Yeah, people,
oh man, people find places to
steam
go.
Room, engine room, niggas come out funky.
Engine room, like,
where somebody get their back blown out on deck six.
Black blown out?
Here was on deck eight, jacking off to Kenny G. Like, there's way.
Don't try to slide past it. You say they got their black blown out. That's what you just said. Fat tongue, McGee. Now do it to yourself. Do it.
Hey, Tom, it's happening again. Kevin's He's doing the thing he gets onto here for.
Hey, we Dakota, the funniest thing is that I was out on the catwalk, and it's like where the flight deck is. It's the side we could like get around from on the flight deck. And I walked up there one night, and I had my flashlight, and I I just look over, bro, and it's this they completely naked, but he had his helmet on.
What helmet?
His Navy helmet on?
His cranial for when you're on a flight deck. I don't know for every reason. I'm like, but bro, you had to take your shirt off. So did you take your shirt off?
He's like, I ain't getting in trouble, baby girl. They ain't gonna know who I am.
Safety first.
Actually, with a fighter pilot helmet on is hilarious.
I was like, what? Yeah, they completely naked, bro. I was
you
like,
had to tell him to put that on. You look sexy, Top Gun.
It wasn't a pilot helmet, it's a cranial. If you look it up, you Google cranial, it's not.
It's safety helmet.
Hold on, a cranial.
Yeah, basically.
All right, cranial. So let's go ahead and tally it up real right now. Where would you like to vacation?
I'm going to the beach because I love the beach. Hey, and I collect sand.
The cranial helmet is hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's way funnier now seeing the image than even I could have imagined.
Yeah, that's one thing he had on his person was that.
That's hilarious now. Did he have the glasses on too, Richie?
No, he just had, I don't know, because they had their back turned to him, and they were like, kind of like scattered and like moved. I was like, bro, I just took the light off, and I was like, that's crazy.
Did they have shoes on? They took their shoes off?
I don't think he had shoes on. I kind of maybe kind of from like the shins up a little bit, because I'm going to try to be like, hey, you know what I mean? Like a creep, but I mean, they were on some creepy shit too, so I guess. But.
In boiler rooms.
Kev, where you going with?
Beach.
Oh, okay. That's right. That's
what, we're talking about. What about you, Pat?
I would go tropical beach.
I'm going to go beach as well, man. We tropical people. So that's not really? That's not play around.
I would actually go... I would go to the ski resort.
That's because you've never done it, though.
No, it's not just that, though. Like, I don't like being, like, ridiculously hot. Like, as I feel like, it's only so much you could take off. And if you're on, like, a traditional tropical beach and they don't have, like, AC at the hotel, like, you just got to sleep in whatever their climate is.
See,
I'd rather sleep somewhere where I can make it warmer to get comfortable than not have the option to make it cooler to get comfortable.
Yeah, because you can't take your breast off and they sweat.
But see, you say that to here because you've never been cold. Like, it's hot as you going to get, it's probably like 115. I've been cold, bro. I'm from the Midwest.
I'm not from LA. You forget. I'm not from here. I'm from St. Louis. Okay. We get real winters. We get like -3.
So that you can't say that's more comfortable than being in 110. That's not.
Here's what I'm saying, Richie. Here's the thing. Like, okay, you've been laying on the beach for an hour, 2 hours, right? And now you're ready to go back to your room, but your room, because you're on a traditional, like really.
You said tropical resort, though. They got ACs in tropical resort.
It depends on where you at, man.
Hotel Six has AC.
You talking about, you ain't a resort if you ain't got no AC.
Shut up. You don't know.
You know you could get cool. You know you could get warm. That's all I'm saying. If you have breast sweat, you know they got a fireplace. You know you're gonna have a.
Okay, so what if they got a fireplace then? We ain't got no AC. What if they ain't got no fireplace? So now you bundle up on your vacation.
Come on, bro. They got a fireplace. Don't do that.
But they ain't got AC.
You just ain't think about that. Don't be mad you ain't think about that.
Oh, you
get your sweaty ass up, okay?
Whatever, man.
Snow will ruin your day before sand does, though. Because
I'm trying to tell you.
Yo, we took
snow don't get in places that it don't come out. Sand, on the other hand, sand is relentless.
Dip yourself in the water and the sand is gone to here.
But you think about it, people have more good time actually, like more of a better time, like on the beach partying, like, well, you can, you know, take stuff off. You got your bikini on, whatever. And as far as the snow, you like just bundle up. There's nothing cool about that. Nobody's trying to party in that shit. Like, who's going to do that?
I hear you. I said what I said, though, Richie. All right. And I ain't joining the quips and I ain't changing my answer. So just let it go.
For sure. All
right, cool. And we're going to get on to this next topic. It looks like the tropical resorts has it on this one, but I ain't going with it. I want the snow on this one. Last topic of the day. Who is your favorite, or who is better, however you want to judge this, Regina King versus Angela Bassett?
Man.
Wait.
Black women.
Wait, why? Wait, what? Are they beefing or something? Am I unaware of something? What happened?
No, I think it's
like,
just
who your favorite actor.
Right. Oh, okay. Oh, I was gonna say like what? I thought you said versus. Oh,
versus.
Right. I thought they were about to like fight or some shit.
This is really hard, y'all.
Not for me. No.
You think on one hand, like about Angela Bassett, all like the amazing movies she's done, Waiting to Exhale, Tina Turner, so many movies. Like she was in Black Panther. Like, yo, she's had an amazing career.
She was Katherine Jackson in the Jackson 5 American Dream. She got my favorite scene. You a liar and you a cheat. And I don't want you no more.
That was an action night at a Christian household right there, just watching a Jackson 5.
Turn it down.
I think
are we doing Regina? Did you say Regina King or Hall?
Regina King.
King. Oh. I think I'm leaning more towards Regina King.
Why? Right out the gate.
Why?
Yeah.
I mean, just because she's been in more movies I liked her body of work as far as it's not just her acting, but like the film that she's been in, like versus Angela Bassett. So,
Regina King has been in a lot of stuff in our life. I think she started off.
Yes.
What was she in when she was a kid?
Was it like 227, right?
Oh, yeah. Was it
227? What's the first
one? Jackson. What was it called?
Janet Jackson.
It was she was Brenda Jenkins on 227.
See, there we go.
So what was Janet Jackson in?
Poetic Justice?
Poetic Justice. So was Regina King. Regina King was in Poetic.
What's Happening? Was it What's Happening that Janet Jackson was in?
It was good times.
Good times. Yeah, it was Good Times.
That's what I'm saying. Regina King is like Poetic Justice and Friday. And she did I Love the Boondocks. I mean, she did Voices for Huey. And that, I mean, it's I just met Regina King more.
She does a lot of directing too. She directed an episode of Insecure.
She was one of my favorite movies of all time. Emmy of the State. She was fantastic.
Oh my God.
Ooh. I love that movie, bro. People don't even talk about that.
That's my favorite Will Smith movie ever.
Me too, Tahir.
Do you know that role was offered to Tom Cruise first?
Really?
Turn it down. Yeah, Tom Cruise is supposed to be. He's supposed to be the lead.
It would not be my favorite movie if
not at all.
It would be good though. He's good at those movies. Like they're coming. Yeah. Those movies.
He's great at running.
They're coming.
If you go back and look at that movie now, it's so many like up and comings in there. Jack Black was in there. Seth Green was in there. It's a lot of up and comings in that movie.
That was actually the first time I was like, oh, Regina King is kind of sexy. I've never seen her.
Oh,
like
she took that thing off in the yeah.
We're not supposed to be wearing that. That's your Christmas present.
And then
I missed you.
And remember in this Christmas too, she was banging. She was banging in this Christmas too, right? Remember she took her thing off and she like set him up and she whooped his ass in the shower. Remember that scene?
Regina King. I'm gonna tell you the difference from Angela Bassett is a legend. Absolutely. Regina King can be funny as well. I haven't seen Angela Bassett be as funny as I've seen Regina.
Well, then you've never seen a Black Lady sketch show because she was hilarious on there.
Angela Bassett?
Yeah.
I've seen that show. Yeah, I didn't see that episode, though. She's not known for being as funny as Regina King.
She's a dramatic actress. Like, she's done mostly dramatic stuff.
Actor Meg, they don't say actress anymore. They don't give it genders, okay? Give it the time.
She's a legend because she has done so many dramatic roles, but she's had like roles where she's had like funny stuff. She was a Kindergarten Cop. I don't know if y'all remember that movie.
I remember that movie, but I don't remember her being in there.
I remember her being in there.
She was a funny little line on there. She's done a few funny things, but we don't ever remember her for that.
Yeah, she... Regina King acted her butt off in The Watchmen.
Oh, I love it. I love that. I love her in there. I love it.
But I don't know. So here's the thing. I love both these women, but I feel like Angela Bassett has... I don't know what the word is. I don't want to say range because that's not the right word, but
that's what you said though.
it's not the right word that I mean, because they both had like a dynamic, you know, different types of roles, but something about Angela Bassett's acting, like I can feel her in, like I could feel her as a mother, I could feel her as a grandmother, I can believe that she is she works for the president, I can believe
is it believability,
like I feel like there's more things that I could believe that she's done than I can believe Regina King for, like
that's range.
Well, maybe that is. I don't know. I feel like that's just not the right word for some reason. I don't know.
So you're saying range is like the ability to play a variety of characters. I think Meg is more talking about believability and
relatability. Yeah.
Like, I believe you as this character more, whether you're playing a wider variety of characters.
Right. I could believe Angela Bassett's somebody's mother or they're somebody's grandmother. I cannot believe, like, it's harder for me to believe that Regina King is somebody's mom or
that's grandma. Range.
No, believable as the mom of the Watchmen kids.
If I played ten different roles, that was a little hard to believe, I'll be honest.
But I think
just because you see Angela Bassett as older, and she is older, so it's I think, but like Regina King, she can definitely pull off, you know, the mom role. You don't think she can?
Yeah. Both of them are beautiful. I saw Angela Bassett at the Gordon Brothers hat store in Pasadena. She was with her daughter, like shopping, maybe like right around Christmas time. And she was so chill. Like, nobody walked up to her because, like everybody respected the fact that, like, she was with a kid and nobody was like, oh, my God, Angela Bassett, I just love it. Everybody respected that, but it was dope to just see her. Like, it's always dope to see, like, famous people doing regular stuff. Like, oh, man, who knew Tom Cruise likes oranges? Just like me. I like oranges, too.
I think that I feel like they're both amazing, but Regina King is more likely to be in something that I would watch. So
and that's what I was gonna say.
Did you watch American Horror Story, Pat?
Yeah.
Was Angela Bassett in that?
Yeah.
Yes.
She's great in that.
And she's also in. She was in the last Mission Impossible. She was great in there. I loved her in there.
She was in that.
If it was like, okay, if you had to take one of these actresses away completely and all of the roles that they played, I would prefer Angela Bassett because she's done more iconic. She's been better.
What's Love Got to Do with It is one of my favorite. Like that movie
made me hate. I can't Lawrence get rid of her body of
for years. I was like, he is the devil. Okay, he is the devil.
Y'all want to cut Friday, Boys in the Hood, Daddy Daycare, Enemy of the State.
Not Daddy Daycare.
I mean, this is just.
I mean, Boys
in the Hood.
Hold on,
Angela Bassett was in Boys in the Hood too. Angela Bassett was in Boys in the Hood.
Yes, she was the mom. She was Trey's mom.
Jerry Maguire, though. Hey, you can't say her role, Jerry Maguire. She didn't like Regina King and Jerry Maguire. Jerry, tell me, okay, Jerry, you got need to have kids. Come on, bro.
So she killed that role, bro.
It was Boondocks, so nigga.
Boondocks was her, though. Boondocks was all her.
Man. Well, man, you got bitch out by a blind nigga. Come on, bro. Like, she did both of them. She did both.
Okay, but hold on a second. You can put somebody else's different voice in there because it is voice acting, okay? But you cannot change. You can't take away Bernadine from Waiting to Exhale or Betty Shabazz in Malcolm X or.
I think voice actors can bring something.
The mama in Black Panther. You can't take away that stuff.
Oh, okay. Let's not say. The mama in Black Panther.
Richie doesn't like Black Panther. He thinks it was mid.
It was some Reggie to say the least, but it definitely was no gas in that, bro. But nobody performance in that movie was just like, I mean, nobody got nominated.
M'Baku, I loved M'Baku.
Well, he was good, but I mean, you just like anybody performance in that movie wasn't captivating. You know what? Oh my God, like because
Andy Serkis, he was great.
Andy Serkis was great. He was great in that. And I honestly was rooting. This is one of those movies why I was rooting hard for the villain. I was rooting hard for Michael B.
Why?
I liked his stance. And sometimes I feel like I like the dark side of a plot. And I like what he was like. He's like, yo, we could be using this to free our people. Like, is a million of our people oppressed, and then we have the means to.
I knew it.
All right, guys, it's been another episode.
Actually, funny.
Don't do that.
Because what he said, Killmonger was like, "Hey, man, our people are impressed, man."
Wait a minute. One last thing too. Don't forget Regina King and Ray. She was in Ray. Come on, man. She was in Ray.
Was she?
Yeah, she was in Ray. Yeah, she's in Ray.
What is remember, she was the main character?
She was like his backup singer for a while, remember? And then she ended up coming back around. And now he's messing around with her.
Angela Bassett's in 9-1-1. I like that show a lot, too.
Yeah. She's in there. And she was, oh, I didn't realize she was on BoJack Horseman as the voice of Anna.
For like a thin line between love and hate, too. Regina
I'm
King
just
was in
saying,
that.
Like, when I think, again, I love Regina King, but when I think of the body of work, if I had to take away Tina, if I had to take away Betty Shabazz, if I had to take away how Stella got her group, if I had to take away all these roles, because I would much rather be like, sorry, Regina King, because I can't take away these movies that were so... And like integral for Black women from like 95 to early 2000s. That was all Angela Bassett.
Hold on. Did y'all know the little kid in Ray turned out to be a D1 college receiver?
No.
Ooh.
No. How did we know that?
Why? He was a four-star recruit. I had no idea.
We don't really care.
That's not no, I just looked it up because I couldn't remember
Regina King. There's no football right now, Kevin.
Don't know. Tahir can't throw a football. That's why he doesn't.
I can throw a football really well. I can throw a spiral really well. I have a great arm for throwing the football. However, I don't know anything else about football, so I don't care.
Well, your shadow looks like a football.
I'm not saying you won't, Pat. All I'm saying is fuck you.
Whoa. That was so hard, bro. That was so hard.
Pat gets, listen, I don't care. Pat gets a fuck you from me at least 6 times a week, okay?
There's merch. Yeah.
Yes,
there's
literally, merch. We
have never a t-shirt. Get it. It's going to take 2 months to wear it on Teespring, but there's merch.
That's how often I tell it to him, Richie.
Right, I agree with Meg. Meg has a great assessment. They're both legends in my eyes. I feel like Angela Bassett because maybe her career spans a little bit longer.
Yeah, and she does have more
iconic roles where she was the iconic person in them. I'm sorry, go ahead, Meg.
No, I'm going to say because she's older, she does have like 100 actor credits, whereas Regina only has 50. So it's kind of like, I don't know if it's even fair.
Right, Regina, really? Holy.
Well, actors
credits, it's not like, I mean, you don't have to get actors credit for just the only time you like in a, you know, thing like production. So it's not.
We know that. I'm just saying when you compare these two now, okay, Regina King or you, Richie, then I got to go with Regina King. But
I would go with Regina King.
I was going to say, he would too, shit.
Yeah, so shit.
But Regina or Angela Bassett, I'm voting Angela Bassett.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Regina King.
Man, this is hard.
Angela
Bassett has more iconic roles. Regina King is in more things that I've liked in my life.
Yes. I'm not watching a lot of the... Angela Bassett be dramatic. I mean, she's really good at it, but just I don't be watching those movies a lot.
Yes, she did. She was in the Waiting to Exhale group on Facebook.
That's pretty
Pat has some girls out there who are waiting to exhale because of how he treated them.
Yep.
Waiting to exhale.
Somebody wants to burn your little anime car right now. They want to walk off and throw a match in your car. 11 years of sacrifice.
I'm gonna go Angela Bassett.
All right, I'm leaving.
Pat, Kev?
I'm going to say Regina King. Only because I just watched The Watchmen. Regina King was amazing. It's some of the best television. I hope they do not do a season 2. It was perfect as it was. Her roles in Boondocks was just amazing. And she's been more a part of my life as far as movies I've watched than Angela Bassett. So I'm going to go.
And we know Pat going to go Regina King too. So go ahead and say it, Pat, so we can close it out.
Hey, don't impress me and my people. I am impressed. But you're correct. I choose Regina King.
Don't impress me and my people. Black people in America, we're tired of being impressed.
Black people are like, nice. Really good.
Looks like Regina King.
Tahir, did you say that?
Last topic of the day.
He said that, Richie. He was trying to say oppressed and he said impressed. And the connotations are so different. It's funny. Hey, you sledge, are you tired of being impressed?
Yeah. Y'all got all this adamantium up here. You know how impressed our people would be back in the States with this? It's impressive shit.
That's been another episode of Squadcast Versus. I want to thank our special guest, Mr. Richie Logo, in the building. Thank you to the squad. We're still out here doing our thing. And thank you guys at home for watching, as well as for all your suggestions. Continue to send them to my inbox on Instagram and Instagram only. Do not email me. I will block you. And we will see you next week on another episode. Peace.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.